Welcome back to the Ori's Mishnah Yomis. My name is Jack Abramowitz, and today we are concluding the second chapter of Maseches Yadayim and beginning the third. Mishnah Dalet, the last Mishnah in the second chapter, says, Safek nasa behem malacha, safek lo nasa behem malacha. If there's a question of doubt whether work had been performed with the water that someone wants to use to wash his hands, Safek yesh behem kashir, safek she'ein behem kashir. If there's a doubt whether there is a sufficient volume of water for washing hands or not, Safek tameim, safek tahorim. If there's a question about whether the water is pure or impure, Sfek on tahor. In all these cases of doubt, we rule that we treat the water as pure and that it's good to use for washing hands. Mipnesha amru, and this is because they said, Safek hayadayim latame ultame ulitaher tahor. In a case of doubt, when it comes to the purity of hands, then whether it's a question of whether the hands became impure or whether they became pure or whether they impurified something else, in all these cases of doubt, we err that they are pure. Rabbi Yossi Omer, but Rabbi Yossi says, Litaher tame. If there's a question about whether the hands became pure, then we rule that they are impure. In other words, if they were impure and there's a question, did they become pure? We assume they did not. So basically, everything maintains the status quo. Ketzad. So now it's going to explain in more detail. Hayu yadav taharos ulafanav shnei kikarim tameim. Let's say that his hands are known to be pure, and in front of him there are two impure loaves. Safek naga, safek lo naga. And then there's a doubt. Did he touch them or did he not touch them? Hayu yadav tameos ulafanav shnei kikarim taharim. Or let's say his hands are known to be impure, and in front of him there are two pure loaves. Safek naga, safek lo naga. And then there's a question whether or not he touched them. Hayu yadav achas tamea v'achas tahora. Or let's say that one hand is pure and one hand is impure. Ulafanav shnei kikarim taharim, and there are two pure loaves in front of him. Naga be'echad mehen, and he touches one of them. Safek be'tamea naga, safek be'tahora noga. And there's a question whether he touched it with the impure hand or the pure hand. Hayu yadav taharos ulafanav shnei kikarim echad tame ve'echad tahor. Or let's say that there's two loaves in front of him, and one of the loaves is pure and one of the loaves is impure. Naga be'echad mehen, and he touches one of these loaves. Safek betame naga, safek betahor naga. And then there's a question whether he touched the pure loaf or the impure loaf. Hayu yadav achas tamea v'achas tahora. Or let's say that one hand is pure and one hand is impure. Ulefanav shnei kikarim echad tame ve'echad tahor. And in front of him there are two loaves, one pure and one impure. Naga b'shtehen, and he touched both loaves in this case. Safek tamea b'tame v'tahora b'tahor. And then there's a question. Did the impure hand touch the impure loaf and the pure hand touch the pure loaf? Of tahora b'tame u'tamea b'tahor. Or did his impure hand touch the pure loaf and his pure hand touch the impure loaf? In all of these situations, hayadayim kamosha hayu v'hakikarim kamosha hayu. In all of these cases, the hands maintain their status quo, whether they were previously pure or impure, and the loaves maintain their status quo, whether they were pure or impure. So unless we know that a change was affected, we maintain the position that we previously had. That is the end of Mishnah Dalet. It's also the end of Perek Beis. Let us immediately continue with the first Mishnah in Perek Gimel. Hamachnas liyadav lebeis hamenuga. If someone sticks his hands into a house that's contaminated with a nega, with like a leprous kind of growth, yadav techilos, then his hands become a first degree of ritual impurity. Divrei Rabbi Akiva. This is the opinion of Rabbi Akiva. The Chachamim omrim, but the sages say yadav shnios. His hands become a second degree of ritual impurity. Kol hamatame begadim b'shas maga'o, anyone who can impurify clothes by touching them, matame es hayadayim lihiyos techilos. That thing can also invalidate one's hands, can impurify one's hands to make them a first degree of ritual impurity. Divrei Rabbi Akiva. Again, this is the opinion of Rabbi Akiva. V'chachamim omrim lihiyos shnios. But the sages say that it makes them a second degree of ritual impurity. So now the sages and Rabbi Akiva are going to discuss the difference of opinion between them. Amru lo Rabbi Akiva. So the Chachamim said to Rabbi Akiva, Heichan matzinu shehayadayim techila b'chol makom. When do we ever find that hands are a first degree of ritual impurity? Amar lahem. Rabbi Akiva answered them. V'chi heich efshar lahen lihiyos techila ela imke nit magufo chutz mizeh. So he responds, and where do you ever see that hands can be a first degree of impurity unless the entire body is a first degree of impurity, except in this case? So they're saying what you're saying is unprecedented, and he turns around and says, well, what you're saying is equally unprecedented. However you slice it, this case of sticking your hands into the house is going to be different from normal cases of tumah and tahara, of ritual impurity. Ha'achalin v'ha'kelim, food and vessels, shenitmu b'mashkin, which became impure through liquids. Mitaminas hayadayim liyoshnios, they can impurify the hands to be a second degree of impurity. Divrei Rabbi Yoshua, this is the opinion of Rabbi Yoshua. V'chachamim omrim, and the sages say, eshenitma ba'av hatuma, mitame es hayadayim, that which became impure through an av hatuma, from something that is the source of impurity, that can make the hands impure. Bivlad hatuma, enu matamei es hayadayim. But a vlad hatuma, the thing that became impure, that cannot impurify the hands. And a quick look in the Barton Neuro. De ein sheni ose sheni, because a second degree of impurity cannot make something else a second degree of impurity. V'halacha kichachamim. And the halacha in this matter follows the opinion of the chachamim, so a second degree does not make the hands a second degree. Back in the Mishnah. Amar Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel. Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel said, Maisa be'isha achas shebas lifnei abba. So there was a case with a woman who came before my father. Amra lo, and she said to him, Nichnasu yadai la'avir kli cheres. I stuck my hands into the airspace of an earthenware vessel. So apparently there was something impure in this earthenware vessel. Amar lo, he said to her, Biti, my daughter, ubame haisa tumasa, what was in it that was the source of the impurity? V'lo shamati ma amralo. But, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel says, I did not hear what she answered my father. So she came before him with such a case, but he has no idea what the source of the impurity was. Amru chachamim, the sages said, when they heard this story, mevur hadavar, the matter is clear. Eshenitma ba'av hatuma matame es hayadayim, something that is a source of impurity, an av hatuma, can render the hands unclean. Bevlad hatuma enu matame es hayadayim. But if it's a vlad hatuma, something that received the impurity, that could not make the hands unclean. That is the end of Mishnah Aleph. Join us tomorrow, and we will continue this chapter with Mishnayos Beis and Gimel.